trouble again. Extra, extra, extra.
For many of us, it's common these days to scroll up and down in our mobile and consume the news in this practical way. Some use the television or radio as medium to stay informed. But some of us still look forward to the newspaper. We pick it up from the porch, we prepare a cup of coffee, and the ritual begins. Whatever way we prefer to read the news is there when we want it, almost without any trouble. But in the United States, at the end of the 19th century, most people depended on newses or paper boys to stay on the sidelines, practically the most common form of media distribution at the time. Hence the importance of paper boys and the day they went on a strike in the great metropolis of New York. The strike was successful in forcing the New York World and the New York Journal to offer full paybacks to their sellers, therefore increasing the pay that the newses received for their work. This event inspired the 1992 movie musical Newsies, which later was adapted for Broadway in 2012. The same adaptation will be here at the Sumter Amphitheater in association with La Vista Papillion Community Theater, or LVPCT. These two organizations were born in the same year.
We began in 2007. We work with them each summer. We're two different organizations, but our histories are really tied together.
Celeste Pelly, board member for LVPCT, says creating the theater company La Vista and Papillion took the effort of many, but the vision of having it came from one person.
Ken Molzer, who he taught band for junior high students. He also directs the Papillion Area Concert Band. This was really his dream and vision to make this happen.
The construction of Sumter Amphitheater was possible thanks to the generous donations of two families.
Molly and Elaine Sum, and then Ruby and Wes Tersher. So that's where you get Sumter. That's where we have been performing each summer ever since, and it's such a cool, unique setting to do outdoor theater. Provides a lot of unique challenges, but then also a lot of unique benefits. I've been out there for many summers now. I've served on the board since 2014, so I've seen a lot of shows out there. And there's really nothing like being able to watch a show, you know, as the day comes to its conclusion, the show comes to its conclusion, you get to see it in that beautiful sunset, and then suddenly you're under the stars. Sounds kind of corny, but it's really great, and I have to be corny to describe it.
LVPCT also wants to eliminate the barriers between the arts and the community. This year, two sponsors made it possible for free tickets for two nights of the show in the general admission area or the lawn. The free tickets are already spoken for, but there's still stadium seating at accessible prices. LVPCT is gaining popularity every year, according to Pelly.
We'll start each performance. Either someone from the board will kind of talk and give an intro. And part of that is we usually ask people, is this your first time out at Sumter? And we will get a lot of hands every year. So, it's kind of one of those hidden gems that we kind of want to make less hidden each year.
We can enjoy Newsies July 15th through the 17th. And July 21st through the 23rd at the Sumter Amphitheater. Visit plbct.org for more information. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.